Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want you to move over to a different position because we're in a dire spot here. One of the best free agents on the market was Bregman. He's better than you defensively. He's going to help you in the offensive lineup. We're going to move Trevor Story to second base. Like, we're going to put together the best team that we possibly can to win the World Series. This is a team sport. Rafael, you're still getting paid. We would love for you now with the Tristan Casas injury to go to first base. Nope, can't do it. I'm a third baseman. I'm sorry. Like, yes, fans are going to be like, dude, you got paid $300 million, move over to first base. Now, you could say to me, like, oh, he still sees himself as a third baseman. A-Rod saw himself as a shortstop, and he moved over to third base. You know why? Because they had Derek Jeter. It's team sports, so we have to have some balance in this one, right? There's got to be some level of balance. And when you come off as selfish jerk, like that's how you're being perceived, and you only care about you and your production, yeah, fans are going to turn on you. They are.
I don't know why anyone perceived Brandon Ayuk as a, quote, selfish jerk. You referenced the basketball shorts wearing that.
Well, I'm talking about Devers. I'm talking about Devers.
Okay, that's fine.
But no. Ayuk, you don't think Ayuk is being perceived a kind of...
Yeah, but I don't know why. Why do people care that much about his contract negotiations?
Because
like
he posted it all on Instagram.
Yeah, it played out publicly. What are you
doing? That's what they do now. That's what they all do. They feed
he
it through their agents.
He wanted to be traded, and he put on his Instagram, trade me, get me out of here.
Part of
he
the
was
business.
Flirting with Tomlin. Like,
part of the
is Willy Adames flirting with the Pirates, right, online?
He might have been in the offseason. I have no idea. I have no way of knowing.
I don't know.
He wasn't under contract. So
I don't think these things are congruent, and I think part of it is because of how you go about your business.
That's fine. Willy Adames, clearly people just like him more than Brandon Ayuk, even though Brandon Ayuk's done infinitely more in a San Francisco uniform.
People don't even know about Willy Adames. They're giving him the benefit of the doubt because he comes off as a team-first guy.
How long is that going to last?
Well, we'll see. Like, if you're stinky for 2 years or 3 years, like, yeah, that'll wear off real quick.
You get what I'm saying,
Pablo
though?
Pablo Sandoval was a beloved player for the Giants.
Yeah,
was he
was.
All right. There was a point in time where he came off as selfish to Giants fans, and they had to actually, like, literally tell him, no, you're not playing in the playoffs at third base. Juan Uribe is better than you, and you need to take a seat. You can't get your body in order, and you're not disciplined on and off the field. Go sit down. Like, go sit down. And then he had his opportunity. He came back with Camp Panda. Like, his love affair with the Giants fan base was up and down. And he's a beloved. Looking back now, it's like, oh, he's beloved. It was rocky at times. Very rocky at times. And so I don't think this is exclusive to Willie or Brandon Ayuk or anyone. Like, that's fandom.
888-957-9570 is the number. We love your participation in this conversation. Are we giving Willy Adames a pass with these 2 months of struggles, to say the least? 193 he is batting. He's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, and he has been awful to start this contract. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, Joe, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And just real quick, between 7:30 and 7:45, be listening right here for this sounder. You got it, Sam, real quick. You're going to be listening for this, not yet, but between 7:30 and 7:45. I got it right here, Sammy.
Sammy looking to Thornton. Open left wing three. Rain dance! 87-81. Kayla Thornton with a big time triple.
And you're going to be calling number five between 7:30 again and 7:45. Not yet, but we will give out the phone number in the contest line at that point where you can win a pair of tickets. Where the Valkyries take on the Connecticut Sun June 22nd at Chase Center.
So, like, Mark Melancon, who they showed on the television on Friday night. But why is Mark Melancon so hated by Giants fans?
Because he didn't want to stretch the team.
Yeah, he's selfish. He comes off as selfish.
And then he
came off
good.
As a selfish jerk. Like, that's what he came off.
And he wasn't good. Like, that's a great point, saying
of
it on air.
Of course.
Because if he did not the stretching, but he was still a good closer, that might have changed things.
Barry Bonds is one of the biggest jerks of all time.
Yes.
All right. But he was so prolific, it didn't matter. Okay?
Talent over tolerance, correct?
Yes, yes. The commonality between why the fans turned on Debo and why the fans turned on Brandon Ayuk. And again, I'm not saying I did. I'm talking about how the fans are. When you publicly go about your business in a disrespectful way to the team, what else are fans supposed to do? The second you show vulnerability, they're going to turn on you. CMC didn't post cryptic stuff about wanting to get traded to other teams. He didn't talk up and hype up other quarterbacks.
No,
Williams.
No, he just had an injury that, you know, just
but it gives
everyone
you more grace.
Swept under the rug. That's like, oh, no. Yeah, I might be hurt, but still pay me anyways.
Yeah, but again,
and then I'm not going to play half the season. Yeah, thanks.
But when you go about it that way, it gives you more grace with the fan base.
Yes.
Brock Purdy just had a contract extension. Did he post, like, hey, I'd like to play for the Titans?
No, but a lot of people, even Brock Purdy didn't say anything. We had callers saying, he better not ask for this much. We had hosts saying, oh, he better not get $60 million.
But the way
or I'm
he's
gonna
gone
be
about
done
it,
with him. He's selfish.
But you don't think the way he's gone about it has given him some leeway?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, like Nick Bosa, like the way he went about it, all right, and just not showing up, I think it hurt some of his standing with the fans. Like, how you go about your business does matter. It really does, especially in this modern day and age. It factors into everything. Nothing is worse, I think, for a sports fan when you get paid and it feels like you don't care as much as we do about the actual winning, whether that's fair or not. I saw it happen with Wiggins and Jordan Poole with this fan base. Klay Thompson, when you start worrying about yourself over the team and you're struggling, you're opening the door. Debo Samuel dropped two passes in a Rams game. And people were like, get him out of here. And it was not just because of the drop passes. It was weeks of frustration. I need to get paid more. I'm still the same guy. Why am I not getting targets? I'm mad at the kicker, even though I'm not performing. Trade me to the Jets. Remember when he wanted to do that? Right. How he went about things. So you're walking a thin line on this.
888-957-9570 is the number. A guy that's actually, I want to say, probably the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. I could be mistaken, but Chris Bryant, who signed with the Colorado Rockies, he's still their highest paid player per season. He barely played. We'll ask Woody Page at the top of the hour about that, how Rockies fans felt about that, or how they're still feeling about it, because I do think the talent versus tolerance is always going to be the case. And I just do feel like, and again, as you've mentioned, it's early, it's a couple months into the season.
Yeah.
I question how much the rah-rah guy stuff is going to sound in a couple months. Like, if he's still batting 190, barely 200, and he has all these errors, like, are we still going to hear from Matt Chapman, who's saying in this article at The Athletic by Andy Baggerly, like, hey, you know, we need him every single time out there. Like, this guy's important for that. Consistency is important. Like, I guess the question is, like, just having the body out there? What, like, that's the consistency? Just having like, he's just out there. Because if he's not being consistent with the glove and he's not being consistent with the bat, like, I don't care. You got to give me one or the other. Like, at least Crawford, where he wasn't going to be this 290, 300. He was just elite defensively.
And he was also clutch.
Clutch.
So, like, we talked about, like, being clutch this year and clutch at-bats. Willie Adames is batting 150. He's got 40 at-bats. It's not a huge sample size. It's, like, basically a couple weeks of production. But you're batting 150 with one extra base hit. So you're asking, like, what can he do? Like, a couple situational hits salvages everything. If I say to you, Edgar Renteria, what do you think of it in terms of his Giants production?
Oh, probably. I don't know. He's just a clutch hitter. You just think of the one hit that he had in the World Series, the home run.
It was a god-awful contract.
Yeah.
A god-awful contract. He was hurt the majority of the year in 2010, and Uribe was the shortstop. And then when the playoffs, he got healthy.
Exactly.
Uribe moved to third. But again, the clutch moments are what we think about.
Exactly.
Are they not?
Yes.
Okay.
And you think, well, that not just for the Giants, but also for the Marlins when he had
against
the Giants, exactly.
Yeah, three straight game winners in 97 up the middle. And so, like, Yeah, a couple of moments changes everything for you, and it can totally wipe away all the bad taste. But I also think, like, just being a good dude and being under the radar buys you a lot of leeway. Johnny Cueto was not a great contract for the Giants. Does anyone, like, think of Johnny Cueto? Like, we go bad contracts. How many names do you have to list for the Giants before you get to
Cueto? Lot. Because Johnny Cueto, yeah, again, as
he seemed like a good dude.
Seemed like he's funny. He's the way he delivered.
Yeah. How about Samardzija? Was Samardzija a good contract?
No, he was
a horrible contract. But why? Because he's kind of quiet, keeps his head down, and never really complained. Right? There's something to be said for that. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't mean it's a good deal all of a sudden just because you're a nice guy. But if you're perceived that way, you buy a lot of tolerance with the fan base.
888-957-9570 is the number. I would love to hear your call or text. Willie Adames, where are Giants fans at with him right now? After this article came out, when the headline says, quote, "I want to look in the mirror and slap myself," like, how does that make you feel as a fan? When you hear that, do you want to put your arm around him? You say, "Hey, I feel for you, man, but you got if you're not going to produce, you got to sit on the bench." Like, I wonder where San Francisco fans are when it comes to that. After all these contracts we've dealt with in the past, when whether it's Clay Thompson wanting a new deal, whether it was Brandon Ayuk wanting a new deal, whether it was Nick Bosa wanting a new contract, Jordan Poole, as you've referenced, here's a guy, as I go Chris Collinsworth, now here's a guy in Willie Adames coming over from Tampa and then Milwaukee. He has zero equity built up as a San Francisco athlete, as I go to the San Francisco market. Those other guys I mentioned, they were all not made men per se, but in a way, Clay was. Jordan Poole did contribute to winning a title.
As made man as you can be.
Correct. Jordan Poole, to a lesser degree, won a title and was a part of a championship.
He was a fan favorite.
He was drafted by the organization. Yeah. Brandon Ayuk was the best receiver on a team that went to a Super Bowl and nearly won it.
I thought at one time he was a fan favorite.
At one time, right?
Yes.
The butterfly or the ladybug catch, right? Or the butterfly, whatever the bug it was, in the NFC Championship game against the Lions, right? That felt like, oh my God, like that's the moment. Wow, we're going to win. I think it was a ladybug. Like, everything shifted with those guys. How we perceive them, how we look at them. Not the entire fan base, but a significant chunk of the fan base now looks at those players differently. Now with these contract negotiations, if they happen, with Jonathan Kuminga, that's another guy. Like, is sign and trade? Are you going to sign him to a contract? What's going to go on there? That's going to be fascinating. Do you trade him? Do you not trade him? All of that baked into it. It's just interesting to view this now through a player that, as I mentioned, has no equity built up, like Barry Zito. We started the show off talking about that. Did you think there was going to be a contract that could potentially look worse than Barry Zito's with the San Francisco Giants when he signed that contract at the time, making him the highest paid player in the history of the franchise? I know he was right there in Oakland, but it might as well have been Milwaukee for Giants fans. Because, like, I don't care what you did over there. This is a new league. You won a Cy Young there? Great. You got to win a Cy Young here at the very least. He never sniffed that level.
But it was also, you know, part of the Zito contract, and it's hard for people to understand today, he was supposed to be the transitional bridge away from the Bonds era.
Right.
And that was a part of the payment that was baked into to that deal, right? Like, you didn't just sign, like, I know now it's like, oh, you signed Zito. No. You signed Zito all as well to be a transitional piece to bridge you into the post-Bonds era.
I want to pick this conversation up on the other side. I wonder how many other teams have their highest paid player not be their best player. We're going to go around the league and kind of check that out.
That's actually interesting.
And compare
in baseball.
In baseball. We're going to go average annual value of said contracts in comparison to around the league. We'll do that. Plus, Woody Page at the top of the hour. Denver, Colorado, Sports Hall of Fame, Around the Horn, alumnist, all-time wins leader there, and obviously of the Denver Gazette, all tapped in as the Giants are in Colorado to start a three-game set tonight. And that's what's coming out of the game, brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Are you sick of drying chlorinated water in your home? At LifeSource, we believe your health, your skin, and your hair deserves better. Enjoy delicious clean water from every tap with a LifeSource water system. Call 1-800-WATER-99 or visit LifeSourceWater.com.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we could be connected here and there.
Let's watch a movie.
And we have Netflix included to enjoy our favorite shows and movies.
¿Qué tal está?
Bacanísima, pero ya la vi.
Now the hard part is getting them to agree on a movie.
Switch today and get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Edge with Galaxy AI. Plus, we'll help pay off your old phones. Up to four lines for $800 each. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-Mobile. 1-800-T-Mobile. Via virtual prepaid card. Typically takes 15 days. Visit T-Mobile.com/switch.
Bank of America is the nation's leading business lender, and we're ready to help with your next goal here in the Bay Area. That's why we have over 3,700 local business specialists across the country. Because with the right team, your business and community prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusiness. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA Club World Cup 2025. Bank of America Corporation, all rights reserved.
Hey there, it's Bonte, and I'm excited to tell you that summertime is a great time to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. They're celebrating 10 years as the most amazing lifestyle community in Northern California. Currently, there are 12 model complexes open for touring. This gives you all the choices in size, location, and price. Take your picks from neighborhoods built alongside lakes, near parks and trails, or looking out on the San Joaquin River. There's even a Del Webb community for active adult living, with 3 model complexes of its own and a private clubhouse just for its residents. Come out the weekend of June 28th to 29th for a summer fun home tour. Join the builders for food, fun, and great deals. More than ever, River Islands has it all, and it's all priced from the $600,000 to just over $1 million. Go to riverislands.com and see for yourself how the good life can be your life.
I was that kid. You know, first to raise their hand, first to call the front seat. And now, the first in the drive-thru line at McDonald's. Because most restaurants open at 5 a.m. or earlier, and I can buy one, add one for $1 on all my faves. Like a sausage McMuffin, a sausage McGriddles, a sausage burrito, a sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Plus, a medium iced coffee is just $2.79. It's not a race, but if it was, I'd win breakfast. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hunter Pence and 95.7 The Game invite you to Get in the Game Challenge, an environmental initiative towards a cleaner, greener Bay Area. Volunteer with us on June 21st. Log your hours and you could win a chance to watch a Giants game with Hunter. For more info, visit 95.7thegame.com.
Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Gotta tell you, I could smash like 10 Oreo cookies right now. Sounds delicious. Cup of coffee. What? Is that normal at 717? Okay. So Oreo's okay. Flaming Hot Cheetos, no? That's unhinged?
Yes, that's exactly how the world we live in.
Sushi, no.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Disagree with that completely.
Thank you.
I've definitely had sushi first.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thing in the morning from the night before, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, like in
specifically California roll, which isn't really sushi.
Well,
anyway.
In a lot of, Asian.
Nah, it's not.
So then you don't eat sushi for breakfast.
A lot of Asian cultures, a lot of Eastern European cultures, they eat fish for breakfast, okay? So get off my back. How about that?
Shout out Europe.
The best sushi I've ever had in my entire life. I'm not even kidding. The Grand Hyatt in Kauai, where we stayed at.
Shout out Leonard.
They had, I don't even know what the name of the restaurant is. It was incredible. God, the fresh scallops.
I know.
Just,
I know.
I love scallops.
I do, like, listen, because you travel around the world. It's like, wow, the seafood here. I was like, yeah. We got great seafood here, though, in Northern California. We got some of the best in the world.
Dude, Bodega. I love going to Bodega for that reason.
There you go. In at the Tides, the Bodega.
The Fishitarian, In at the Tides. There's some killer places. Half Moon Bay's got some great spots.
There you go. I can go for some calamari right now. I'll tell you what. By the way, be listening for the next 40 minutes or so, because you are going to have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets for the Valkyries game against the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. I'm not going to play the sounder again because we played it a lot of times. So you just got to be listening for it. How about that? You got to be calling number 5 when we play that at the contest line. By the way, Woody Page at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Woody Page, all-time wins leader for Around the Horn, which ended a couple weeks ago, but he is obviously based out of Denver, as the Giants are in Denver to take on the Rockies for a 3-game set. We'll talk to Woody about that. Yes, one of the worst teams I think we've all seen in our life. I have to laugh about it. I'm sure Rockies fans are doing it too. This 12-53. God, Joe, they are horrible. They are an awful watch, and yet they're 15th in attendance. How does that happen?
I don't know how that happens. I mean, if there was ever a place where you needed to go and have a great backdrop to hit and a spacious outfield to have a few just drop in, you know, this would be the field and this would be the team and this would be the series for Willie Adames.
Absolutely. As we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And if not now, when for Willie Adames we're talking about?
You said something that I actually found kind of interesting where you were like, do they even really need him? Like, let's say he gets this production for the rest of the year, right? Is that good enough for them to find a way to win the West? And I would be like, on the surface, I'd say no. But if you told me he played every single day, and maybe like there's a downtick in terms of his error rate right now. Like he's booted too many balls.
Right.
Like, just period. But let's say he plays a little better defensively, but he hovers around 200 the rest of the year, and he hits, like, let's say 15 home runs overall. Is that good enough? Yeah, they can overcome it. It's not ideal for them to try to make a run, but you would need to get some production from elsewhere. I mean, Dom Smith would have to continue to – look, you're laughing, but it's true. Dom Smith would have to continue to do things that he's proven that he's not great at doing over the bulk of his career when he was with the Mets. You would need, you know, Yastrzemski or whoever in right field, Johnson, to go on a little tear here, and Jung Hoo Lee to go back to that first month form. So can they do it? Yeah, they could. Man, it's going to be really hard.
Well, it's interesting we talk about this, and I was going to bring this up. I teased it. You know, when you think of the highest paid player on any given team in any sport, they better be your best player. Almost, they better be, right?
Yes.
Right? So let's go Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, highest paid player.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Second highest paid player, Jimmy Butler. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Then after that, then you could start discussing Draymond, whatever. 49ers, the quarterback, that's usually how it works. Now, that's an interesting one. Is Brock Purdy their best player?
No, but he plays the most important position.
Important. There you go. He's the most important player.
No. But I also think that when he is playing well...
he's in the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So it's not that crazy.
I'm probably going to take, you know, Bosa or Williams or Warner, depending on the week.
Right.
Again, it's the most important position, so the algorithm's different.
And that one's the sport's a little different,
yes.
Right? As we just saw, Jalen Hurts. I don't think a lot of people say Jalen Hurts is the best player on his team. They'd probably go Saquon Barkley last year.
Yeah.
Or you can go like Lane Johnson or something. Or
well, I don't think Jared Goff's the best player on the Detroit Lions.
No, he's not.
But that doesn't mean the Lions aren't really good.
No. And they probably lost their best player early in the season last year with Aiden Hutchinson
exactly.
On the defensive line.
I mean, I think it could be the wide receiver. It could be Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep, absolutely. So that's a great point. Now, it brings us to Major League Baseball and the Giants. Willy Adames is the highest paid player on the team. He's making $26 million this year. Would you say he's the best player on this team?
No.
Who do you think is the best player on this
team? Right now, it's Elliot Ramos.
Elliot Ramos.
And you're getting great bang for the buck on Elliot Ramos because he's clearly making like league minimum.
Right.
He hasn't hit arbitration yet.
You go Elliot Ramos, I'll probably go Robbie Ray or Logan Webb. But,
sure.
Which is fine.
I lean the position players.
That's fine. Yeah.
But I don't think you're wrong.
Okay.
I don't think you're wrong.
Who do you think is the best player on the Dodgers?
It's Freddie Freeman this year, but Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. Like those three.
Okay.
You could pick anyone.
There you
but,
go.
But Shohei, obviously reigning MVP. This year, Freddie Freeman's been unbelievable.
Sure.
Maybe he might even be the MVP of the league.
Fair enough. And when Shohei gets back to pitching, he'll probably bolster his own case. So Shohei's making $70 million, which is insane, by the way. This season,
well, technically it's $1 million. Well, whatever the hell it is.
I'm happy with Shohei.
The feds
please relax.
I just hate.
I know you do. Don't worry.
We'll get him eventually.
You'll get him eventually.
Oh, when we do, I'm telling you, when we beat the Dodgers, when it does happen,
whether this
year or in the near future. I am going to rub it in their face so hard. I can't wait. Because then once we pass them, they've got nothing but bad contracts. I'm telling you, dude, they can throw as much money as they want. That it's not going to look good for some of these guys at past 35 years old.
Yeah, they'll regret those deals.
Only problem is they have that farm system, which just turns out people left and right every single year. Shout out Andrew Friedman. By the way, be listening for the next 22 minutes for your opportunity to win a pair of Valkyries tickets. You will hear a sounder when we play it. Be caller number 5. All right, so Shohei Ohtani, $70 million. Let's go around. Let's say the New York Mets. Who do you think is their best player?
Well, their most talented player is probably Soto or Lindor. Depending on how you view it.
It's one of them.
What?
It's one of those guys, right?
Yeah, and those are their two highest paid guys, right?
There you go.
So, and Alonso's slightly behind.
You get what I'm saying. Now, it doesn't always have to be a position player, as I've referenced. I love this.
We're
going
to be talking baseball.
Yeah, that's fun.
What about the Yankees? Is it Aaron Judge, number one?
That's a great one. Let me go to the New York bleeping
and
Yankees.
And I bet Garrett Cole's not too far behind him.
Exactly. It's Aaron Judge is $40 million.
Yeah.
He's looking like he's going to win MVP.
Again,
he's incredible.
Makes sense.
Philadelphia Phillies. It's
Bryce
a guy
Harper.
We were talking about yesterday, actually.
Oh, it's Trey Turner?
No. Ooh. Another one. Zach Wheeler.
Oh, it's Zach's
making
$42
million
this
season.
Like it.
Right? I think
he's got
Wow. Yeah. I think there was he pitching yesterday?
How far down is Bryce?
It's a great question. I don't have that up right now. All I have is this is an article of MLB's highest paid players by team in 2025 annual average value.
All right.
So we get all the way down to some of these pitchers. You got the DeGroms of the world, right? Corbin Burns for the Diamondbacks. Well, that's not looking very good.
And that's one of those deals that I wanted the Giants in on. And in retrospect, the deals you don't make sometimes are the best deals.
There you go. But overall, it's hard to find a team where their best player isn't their highest paid player. Now, Devers was a good one, as you mentioned, because average annual value, it's going to be Bregman this year, but really it's Devers in the totality
of the contract.
Yeah, they
gave him a $300 million deal.
So yeah, that's where you're at. Christian Yelich for the Brewers, for example.
But that has been anchoring them down, and why they haven't been able to retain Devin Williams and Adames and Corbin Burns at one point.
And them being cheap.
Yes.
Obviously is a part of Bobby Witt for the Royals, deservedly so.
He's so good.
Another one, and I mentioned last break, which is an interesting one, and I think it's a good comp for what Willie Adames is. Now, this guy's had so many injuries, and he had equity with other franchises, but Chris Bryant making $26 million this year for the Colorado Rockies. The guy just can't get on the field. He can't stay on the field when he does get back. He doesn't have a position. I don't know what he is, which is kind of incredible.
First base.
He's listed as a DH right now.
That's what he is. How many games he played this year? Because we're going to see him this week. I mean,
are we
going to
see him this week?
No, you're actually not going to see him this week.
Has he been out?
He's on the DL again?
Yeah, he's been out since April 12th. This is April 12th.
I swear he hasn't played more than 100 games total in his Rocky career.
Games played 2022, first year at the Rockies, 42. 2023, he played a lot of games in 2023.
Okay.
He played a whole 80 games. 2024, he played 37 games. And, guys, yeah, he is putting on an incredible pace this year. 11 whole games so far
this
season.
100 and what? 230 total?
170 total games with the Rockies.
He played in 51 with the Giants, which would have been the most out of three of those four seasons.
That's incredible.
That's actually insane. Oh, my. The Giants got more out of Chris Bryant in a half a year than the Rockies have in four, basically.
And he made a bunch of errors in the field. But continue.
I don't, but that's what I'm getting at. That's what you don't want when you sign a highest paid player is what the Rockies have with Chris Bryant. So it brings me to the overall conversation is, you know, generally you want your best player to be your highest paid player. And Willie Adames has not been that. Can he ever get to that point? I have my doubts. I really have my doubts when it comes to that. Elliot Ramos is this team's best player. And you know what? If he's an all-star again, I hate talking about baseball contracts because of the arbitration and the years.
And there's also AAV for example, Jung Hoo Lee right now. I think he's only making like $13 million this year, but it balloons up over years. And so you look at the AAV number, and although that's the average annual value, it doesn't equate year to year on the books.
Now, when I tell you that, in comparison to the rest of the league, does that make you even more down on the contract? Or does that kind of like, you know what, that's kind of what I felt like. Most players are going to be the highest paid. They're going to be the best player on the team. So it is what it is.
Well, when you're building a team, especially in baseball, you're going to always overpay for veterans. Like, just inconceivably, you're always going to overpay for veterans. Otherwise, you're letting them walk via free agency. And then your young guys are always going to be dramatically underpaid. Mm-hmm. So, like, right now, Hayden Birdsong making nothing. Yeah. Ramos making nothing. Patrick Bailey making nothing. I mean, these guys are making very, very, very little, and you're getting a lot out of them, right? So there's a mixture when it comes to these things. That's kind of been the recipe for the Houston Astros.
Yeah,
so good for as long as they've been.
Yeah. By the way, Carlos Correa, the highest paid player for the Minnesota Twins this year, 33.3. Another Giants legend, one Carlos Correa. I had to get all the way down here, by the way. Are they still paying this guy after what he did?
I don't think he
has.
Wander
Franco still the highest paid Ray this year? $16.5 million? Yikes!
He might not ever get
that's the worst contract
that's
in sports.
That's embarrassing.
Jesus! Sorry, continue.
I think Adames has to be their best player at all. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to be their best player at all. He just needs to be a good player. Not a great player. Just be, again, better defensively and then situationally come through with some clutch hits.
It's kind of crazy. Like, this year he's not going to be their best player at any point this season. I'd be shocked if he was. But to be making $182 million... I do think you have to at least be in the conversation as the team's best player at some point to try to justify
over
this.
Over the 6 years or over in the year one?
At some point in the net, like the first, well, I think we're all agreeing right now. This first year is like a mulligan. It just is. At this point.
Yeah,
you just have to rationalize that way. Like, that's what fans do, and that's what we're always going to lean back on. Now, I was very upset the last segment. I even yelled. I don't yell at you much, Joe. I like to be level-headed here. But I did feel some type of way discussing the Willie Adames contract in comparison to the Aiyuk thing, because I did feel for Brandon Aiyuk when the Boo Bird started to get thrown down on him at Levi's Stadium. It was tough, man. Like, and again, you said he brought that a lot of it on himself through social media, through the shorts thing, all that. I was like, yeah, that's a guy that actually like built up equity. He showed who he was as a player on the field for so long with that team. He was in the doghouse with Shanahan, then he was out. Now he's back in because of the contract stuff. So I don't know. I felt some type of way about it. And now with Willie Adames, he's been struggling. He hasn't done anything for the Giants. We're all giving him a pass. And let's see. Are we still going to be giving him a pass in a couple months? I don't know.
They didn't give this guy this kind of money, but was Richard Sherman a good Niner? Just overall.
He won an All-Pro with them. I never felt like he was the same version of the Seattle Seahawks.
That's not what I'm asking.
Was he a good 49er?
Was he a good Niner?
He was a good Niner.
I think so, too. He was a good Niner.
Not a great. He was a good Niner.
His year one was very forgettable.
Yes.
It was the 2018 team. The defense was not good. I don't even know if he had an interception that year.
I remember, yeah.
It wasn't great, but he totally redeemed himself on the 2019 team.
Right.
Right? And he was a huge catalyst for that team to get to the Super Bowl. So, and then if I'm Willie Adames, I'm viewing this contract in the totality, and I'm saying, like, all right, yeah, the first 3 months, nothing could have been any worse than that. But, you know, 3 months doesn't make a 6-7 year deal. So he's got plenty of time to have his moments and have his time. I referenced the Renteria deal earlier, where the Renteria deal was not good. Mm. But Renteria had a nice postseason and then one of the biggest hits in franchise history. You're not asking for a home run in the World Series to win Game 5 from Willie Adames, but you got the Dodgers this week. You know, you do something against the Dodgers, and that kind of elevates everything that you've done over the last couple months.
There's a name on here, and I referenced this a couple weeks ago when they were playing this team, that I'm not saying they're the same player, but Javier Baez, the Detroit Tigers, still being their highest paid player, like, he's having a good year this year, finally.
Mm-hmm.
His, like, only good year, I don't know how many years it's been now, 3 or 4 heading into it, but like, if I was to get a Javier Baez production level, like, going forward, he joined the Tigers in 2022. And this is, okay, this is 1, 2, 4th season. Like, is that going to be okay for Giants fans?
A position change in batting 9th?
Basically, but it worked for him finally. And now The Tigers are good and they made the playoffs last year. Like, you get what I'm saying there? Like,
no, I do.
He's batting 270 right now. He has 6 home runs, 30 RBIs, 51 hits, and he had a position change, as you mentioned. Like, this is a guy that came from the Cubs, get a cup of coffee with the Mets as an in-season trade, but it was a Cubs legend. Obviously won a World Series there. He was amazing. And with the Tigers, you just look at, he played in 144 games, 136 games. He played in 80 games last season. He got hurt, but he was available for them for those first couple seasons. And it was, you know, 238 batting average, 222, hell. Maybe I'm sliding him here. I'd kill for that for Willie Adames right now, right? Like, you laugh, but you think about how bad Javi Baez was with the Detroit Tigers, and I know a lot of Giants fans probably aren't paying attention to them unless you're playing in, like, fantasy baseball, but, like, that's kind of what I'm getting at here. Like, you sign these big deals, eventually we're not even going to view him as the highest-paid Giant. We're just going to be like, all right, well, that's just Willie Adames. That's what you're getting. And that sucks that we have to think that way, Joe.
No, I think,
like,
we want to rally around him. We want to rally around him. And I know that this isn't, you know, youth sports and, you know, come on, Willie, let's go. But clearly the guy is in his own dome. When he comes out in the Athletic article with Andrew Bagley and says, I look in the mirror and I want to slap myself, and it's like, whoa, like, that's I can't remember an athlete ever saying something like that.
No, it was pretty jarring.
Admitting that out loud, how much it's affecting him, you know, his own poor performance. And so, like, to me, this guy needs a big hug from the fan base.
Well, and he needs a
whether I mean online or physically or metaphorically or whatever.
There you go. You can slide into his DMs, Joe, and say, you got this, buddy?
Joe, the game is extremely mental.
I know.
And so this guy just needs some positivity so bad. Right.
Well, you know what would help? Starting tonight in Colorado to get the bats going and then carry that over down to Chavez Ravine down in Los Angeles against the Dodgers in a 3-game set this weekend. But it starts tonight. And as we kind of fast forward to this week, you're going to be playing, quote unquote, 2 division opponents. And I'm not going to say rival, Joe. I made sure not to say division rival because the Colorado Rockies might as well be the Tampa Bay Rays. They might as well be, I don't know, hell, might as well be like the Nashville Sounders when that was the AAA affiliate of the A's. They might as well be the most indescript, whatever the hell the word is, team I've ever seen in my life. They're the Washington Wizards of baseball. Just out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people.
Very Atlanta Hawks-ish.
There you go. You go Atlanta Hawks. Hell, at least the Atlanta Hawks have Trae Young. I know how you feel about him. At least that guy could be fun to watch at times. Who are you watching with the Colorado Rockies? Hell, I even mentioned Chris Bryant. He hasn't played for them in months. So I say all that to say this. Max Muncy, and I just say that word, and Giants fans, I already said Sam's hair just caught on fire back there. He's like, Max Muncy, don't say that word and that name in my presence.
Sucks. I dislike him.
He dislikes him. Joe, you probably don't like Max Muncy very much. As far as Dodgers go, you don't like him.
I hate Max Muncy.
There you go. Hates him. Well, maybe you feel a little bit differently when you hear what he said. This is Max Muncy on foul territory, correct? This was on yesterday. It came across our timeline. We thought it was very interesting as the Giants are going to be playing the Dodgers after this series in Colorado. Two division opponents who could not be further from each other when it comes to the hatred meter. Max Muncy talking about the Giants being the Dodgers' one true rival.
The Padres bring everything that is in a rivalry, but you only have one rival. I don't like when people say you have rivals. I just think if you have a rival, it's your, you know, it's your counterpart, and that's always going to be the Giants for the Dodgers, at least, and it's always going to be the Red Sox for the Yankees. People always made the argument that the Astros and Yankees had a good rivalry going, and it's like, that's true, but you only have one rival. And so for me, like I said, the Padres bring everything that a rivalry brings. For me, your rival is just one team. You don't have multiple teams as your rival.
I love that. That was Max Muncy, current Los Angeles Dodger, former Oakland A, by the way. Saying the Giants are their only rival. The Dodgers only have one true rival. The Giants only have one true rival, Joe. Do you buy that? You can't have multiple rivals, as he put it. It's interesting, right? Interesting.
The first thing I think of is, wow, he views the Giants as a rival? Mm-hmm. That makes me feel like, oh, I think the Giants have something cooking. That's number one. Put that on the back burner for right now. Max Muncy. I love that he's just kind of pushing aside the Padres, because he's right. And there's levels to rivalries, right? Everyone used to tell the Seahawks and Niners, it's their biggest rivalry. No. It's Cowboys-Niners. Like, that's what it is. And for me, there's, like, and I'm going to go superhero on you, and I'm sure Guru's driving around somewhere, and he's going to love this. There's your arch rival. And then there's other little, like, foes that are rivals as well.
Arch nemesis.
Exactly. If I were to say to you, who is Superman's arch rival?
Ooh, Lex Luthor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who is Batman's arch rival?
The Joker.
Exactly. Does that not mean that, you know, Superman didn't have a rivalry with Brainiac or Darkseid?
Zod.
Or Bizarro or Zod or Doomsday? No, he had different rivalries with those guys. Batman, for example.
Penguin, the Riddler.
Two-Face, yeah. Mr. Freeze, Scarecrow. But his arch rival is clearly the Joker.
Yes.
Right? For Batman. And
why do you think The Dark Knight's the best Batman, most people think, the best Batman movie ever? Because of the Joker.
Absolutely. So I love that Max Muncy's saying this, because I 100% agree. And it tells me that everything is still back right with the world, as everything's burning all over the country right now. But in the sense of, look, I'm a Giants fan, diehard. There's a point in my life I hated the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Going back to the 80s,
yeah.
Got re-sparked in the early 00s, re-sparked again in the 2010s,
yep.
Okay? When Holiday slid into Scudero, it was like, I hate the Cardinals. They are a rival. But they're not our arch rival. Our arch rival is the Dodgers.
Always.
Always and forever,
and
Joe.
He referenced that, like, Seven, oh.
Looking to Thornton, oh. Open left wing, three. Rain dance! 87-81! Caleb Thornton with a big time triple.
There you go. Be calling number five right now. That's the sounder. 415-523-4652. Again, that is 415-523-4652 to qualify to win a pair of tickets for the Golden State Valkyries taking on the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. Be caller number five right now. And if you don't win there, be joining us the rest of the week. We're going to be doing this. And also, go to valkyries.com for more tickets. All right. So he said it right there, though, Joe. the Yankees and the Astros, a mini rivalry in the playoffs. Stop. In comparison to Yankees, Red Sox, it's not even close.
It's like the Niners and the Eagles, right? It was sparked up recently, but it doesn't mean that it's a generational rivalry. The true arch rival to me is your grandfather hates them, your father hates them,
yes,
you hate them, yep, and you're going to teach your son to hate them.
Yep.
Duke, North Carolina. Does that not mean that like North Carolina can't stand NC State? Of course they can't stand NC State, but they're not on the same level as Duke and North Carolina.
And there's what? Regional factors there. There just is. They're in the same state. That matters. They're very close to each other. They're two of the top institutions when it comes to the higher learning, whatever. I don't know what North Carolina is. I know Duke's viewed in that way. I know my cousin went there. The Cameron Crazy. It's this whole thing. Michael Jordan, right? Yes. Coach K, all the just the iconic players. And Bill Belichick there now. So there's all that built into it. Same with the Giants and the Dodgers. It's regional. Went from New York to California. It's that shared history and hatred goes back a long way. And that matters.
No doubt.
It matters.
Like the Yankees had a moment in time with the Orioles in the 90s. They had a moment in time. And they had other battles in the 60s and 70s. But the Red Sox have always been their rival.
Yeah, they view the Tampa Bay Rays the same way that Giants fans view the Rockies. It's just not on the level.
So
it's just not.
Here's the example I would give. You talk to a Michigan fan. My boss, you know, Matt.
Our boss
is a Michigan guy. All right, Michigan Wolverines.
Real quick on that, like I had to call him out. I was like, "Did you go to Michigan, coach?" No, I just like Michigan. I was like, "Why?" Like, I do think that college fandom is so funny that way that you don't have to go to the institution; you just root for them. Like, I liked USC when I was younger because of Reggie Bush and Matt Leiner. I thought they were really cool. They were really fun. Mm-hmm. Sacrilege growing up in Northern California. I'm sure everyone's like, "Oh, how dare you!" My dad didn't like that. It was University of Spoiled Children is what he called it all the time because of that NorCal, SoCal. I didn't know any better. I was like, oh, they're from California. That's cool. So I can root for them, right? He's like, no, it's different. They're from the Southern California.
He's right.
It's like, that's like that. Stanford and Cal suck. I'm rooting for this team. Sorry. They're fun. Reggie Bush is one of the greatest players I've ever seen. That was awesome. And Kyle Carter shaking my head. It is what it is.
But staying on this college football team, yeah. Like, he's a Michigan guy. And I go, who's Michigan's number one rival? And he's like, it's Ohio State.
Right.
But Michigan State thinks that they're rivals with Michigan. It's like, yeah. No, you're the little brother. Yeah. You can never be equal rivals to what Michigan and Ohio State has.
And they had a run. They had that Connor Cook, right, with Michigan State. Who's
yes,
a D'Antonio.
But it will never be Michigan, Ohio State.
I know. And they could have moments, right? Remember when Jim Harbaugh just got there?
Yeah, they could be dark side, but they can never be Lex Luthor.
I know. But they could have moments. I remember viscerally still... What was it, a blocked punt or a punt return? Whatever it was, Michigan State, Michigan. And it was one of the craziest endings I've ever seen in my life. I think it was at the Big House, too, right? Is that what they call it in Michigan, the Big House?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it was, and it was crazy. And it was Michigan State. But you're right. I asked the Big Boss Man. I was like, does Michigan State, like, does that, like, land? He's like, no. Like, it's a rivalry, but, like, not the same. Not
the
even
Padres
close.
And Dodgers is a microwave rivalry, right? It's relatively new, yeah, right? Ours has been on the stove brewing in a black pot kettle for generations. Yeah. There are witches with centuries under their belt, okay, that have been stirring the pot of this rivalry.
My dad is a diehard Giants fan. His mom, my nanny, she was a huge Giants fan. Like, they're all Giants fans. So when the A's were playing the Dodgers in the 1988 World Series, who do you think my dad was rooting for? He's rooting for the A's. Yeah. Not that he likes them, because that was its own. There was a regional rivalry there,
but it's not.
He might as well have been a diehard A's fans there. That just goes to show you the level of hatred. Like, I do wonder now if, let's say, and by the way, the A's, they're awful, but I don't know if you guys saw it. Whereas we're talking superheroes, Clark Kent, Denzel Clark Kent, might as well call him that. One of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life yesterday. Did you see it?
It was incredible.
Incredible. The guy looked like Spider-Man.
Gary
or
Matthews
Clark Kent.
Jr. on
right,
Woods.
Right? It was crazy. But if like the A's played the Dodgers right now in the World Series at the end of this year, Giants fans would be rooting for the A's, I'm sure. Like, they'd probably be rooting for no one. But like, you don't want to see the Giants go or the Dodgers go back-to-back.
No.
There's levels.
As a Giants fan, we've had moments in time with the Cardinals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep. With the Cubs, with the Marlins, shockingly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've had moments in time with the Phillies. Well, there was a huge rivalry with the Phillies for a very specific period of
Jimmy
time.
Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley.
We've had multiple generations in the playoffs or battling for the playoffs with the Braves.
Yeah.
But all of those feel like, you know, the little brother to mano a mano, arch rival, arch nemesis, L.A. Dodgers. And there's something about the Giants being kind of the David to their Goliath throughout the history of time since moving west, that it's I love it. We have been kind of the smaller, more upstart blue-collar brand to their flash, glitz, and glamour.
Okay, there seemed to be some exception to Madison Bumgarner on that home run. What exactly was the exchange there? What do you think happened?
Well, he, you know, I hit the ball and then he yelled at me. He said, "Don't watch the ball, you run." And I just responded back, "You know, if you don't want me to watch the ball, you can go get it out of the ocean."
Remember that?
Yeah, it was Alana 7 years Rizzo ago right this there. Week, literally yesterday.
Really?
7 years ago.
7 years
against Madison Bumgarner. And like, look, Bumgarner and Puig. Like, there's, we were just talking with Zach Manasian last week about Tommy Lasorda, you know? And look, to this day, when I hear Eric Karros on a broadcast, even though I think he's good, I'm like, no, I don't want to hear Eric Karros. He's a Dodger.
Oral Hershiser, same.
I hate Oral
Hershiser. He was a giant.
Never felt right.
I'm just saying.
Never felt right.
But again, like.
Never felt right.
Okay, fair enough. But the only guy that trumps that for you was Vince Scully, right? Vince Scully.
But Vince, I...
Because he was Dodger. He
tremendously
was,
respected.
Of course, right?
And also was on the call for the catch.
Yeah, right? One of the greatest plays ever.
I mean, I love Vin, but come on. Like,
rest
he's Dodger.
Yeah.
And he grew up a Giants fan.
There you go.
You know, like, I love the rivalry so much that Jackie Robinson, who is one of my like just favorite people. That I did book reports on him when I was a kid and stuff. And 42 is one of my favorite movies. I'm not even being joking. Like it is, it gets me in the soul every time I watch it.
Right.
One of my favorite tidbits about Jackie Robinson, he refused to play for the Giants and chose to retire.
Right.
Chose to retire rather than play for the Giants. I love that.
That is pretty good. That's next level hatred. I was like, I can still play, but the only team that's interested is Giants. Yeah, I'm out. Deuces. Like, you see that sometimes with just bad teams, but, like, with the Giants doing that, that's hilarious. I'm assuming they still have Willie Mays on the team at the time, too. And they were still like, no.
Willie was mad that Jackie was his favorite player and didn't want to, like, give him any love, and it was because he was the Giant.
Right.
There was a lot that
well, there was, like, some race. Yeah, there was, like, race relations in between that, too. A lot
but it broke up Willie. Like, Willie's, that was his idol. That was his star.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's tough. But, like, you know, you talk to younger Giants fans. Gagne Bonds. God. It's a moment in time.
One of the greatest at-bats you'll ever see.
The younger kids, when Puig and Bumgarner were going at it.
Did you like the specs, by the way, on Gagne? I loved it. I loved the entire...
Gagne's such a nerd.
I know.
Specs is totally L.A. Dodger bullpen.
But with, like, the little, like, what is it, the turtleneck, too? Oh,
ridiculous.
Such a great look.
So roided out, I love it.
Well,
I missed that.
That bat was so roided out.
The balls were juiced. The guys were juiced. Everything was juiced.
Shout out Jose Canseco. That's the book, right?
And then, like, you know, like the guy, was it Joe Kelly, the reliever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, he just epitomizes my hatred of the Dodgers.
And now Blake Snell, former Giant last year, now a part of the Dodgers organization. Michael Conforto, too, by the way. I actually had an article out of worst contracts this season. Obviously, Willie Adames is number one there. Michael Conforto's not short behind, though. He signed, and this is, goes to show, you only signed like a one-year deal, and it's been that awful for him. He signed a one-year, $17 million deal. And Bleacher Report has him number nine of worst contract signings of the offseason.
Couldn't have happened to a better franchise. But there are arch rivals. That doesn't mean we haven't had dust-ups and rivalries that have been born out of that with other teams, but that's the number one for me.
Can you have multiple rivals? 888-957-9570. Well, is that allowed? Because Max Muncy said, no, there's only one rival. One rival. Who's the Niners' one rival for you?
Well, to me, the arch rival is the Cowboys.
Okay, who is it for?
But they have other smaller rivalries with the Rams, the Hawks, the New York Giants going back over many, many years. Back in the day, it used to be the Vikings. For a period of time, it was the Bears. Like, when you're great and you've been around for, you know, 80 years,
right,
you're going to have lots of little rivalries. I don't view the Chiefs as our arch rival or our rival
no.
at all.
No.
And I don't think they do either.
No. You can hate Mahomes
I
and
hate
the Chiefs,
them.
But like, they're not, yeah.
Like the Warriors right now have no specific clear-cut arch rival.
That's what I was going to get to. Like,
their arch rival is LeBron.
It's LeBron. And that's
a player.
That's player. That's Steph and
LeBron. And that's the way I view the Seattle Seahawks. The arch rival at the time was Russ and Pete, not the organization.
Now that I think about it, that's kind of what's the problem right now in some of these leagues, not named the NFL, because the NFL does such a good job of like promoting these rivalries every single year, whether they're on primetime or not. Like, the Bills and Chiefs are kind of a rivalry right now within the AFC, but then you lump in the Ravens into that. It was Ravens-Steelers for the longest time, right? Hell, I think if you ask Raider fans who's the number one rival, like, it's going to be interesting, because my dad would tell you, who he was a diehard Raider fan, my mom and dad's first ever date was a Raiders game, he'd tell you it's the Steelers. Because in the 70s, in all those meaningful playoff games, much like the Niners and the Cowboys, it was that hatred for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But going back further than that, I do think overall, I could talk them into, it's probably the Chiefs. It's different than the Broncos. It was different than the Chargers. It's the Chiefs. And now their dominance as of late, specifically over you in that division, it's just heightened tenfold. Like, so there is only one true rival for me when it comes down to it.
Part of why Philly fans are the way that they are, there's many reasons, but it's because Boston and New York don't view them as a legitimate threat in the rivalry.
Right.
And their entire moniker of how they conduct themselves is built on the little brother syndrome that they experience regarding Boston versus New York in
right.
every sport.
Right.
Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. And then you got the Washington team over there. It's just like, hey, whatever. Like, we'll win, and we don't care if you guys like us, hate us, whatever. There's always that one team within the division. Everyone else looks like, yeah, you're not really that one true rival. Like, within the NFC West, the Cardinals, right?
I have not really. Zero emotion.
They haven't regarding won a, the Cardinals. They haven't won a title. Like, they don't, like, it's Arizona.
Other than that, I know it's always going to be a difficult game.
Sure. You got Kyler Murray there. You got Jonathan Gannon doing his pew, 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 like, weird thing. These players, like, they're kind of like the Rockies. As we're talking about the Rockies playing the Giants today, and we got Woody Page joining us in about 8 minutes. Denver Hall of Famer when it comes to sports, and also the around the horn all-time champion, and he obviously covers the team, covers the old sporting landscape there.
If they would have asked the same question 2 years ago to Max Muncy, is his answer the same? When the Giants are just hypothetically, you know, bowed out with a month to go in the season and they're just lifeless, does he still answer it the same way?
I do. Because I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's also because the Giants are good this year.
I think because he had that moment against the Giants. And I think he knows that he had a moment there. And I think he's been a part of this team long enough to really feel it. Now, if you ask Mookie Betts, if you ask Freddie Freeman, Shohei, you know, they might tell you it's the Padres. They might feel like that. But Max has been here long enough. Like,
that's actually a good point.
Ask Clayton Kershaw. Like, really ask the guy that's actually Mr. Dodger there, right? One of the greatest players, if not the
Kershaw
greatest player.
Kershaw's probably going to say
the Giants. He'll say the Giants, right?
I think so.
He's been there long enough.
Did I think Dave Roberts would, too.
Is he going to pitch against the Giants this week, by the way? He might be slated to do that.
Oh, please bring him out.
Yeah.
Oh, please bring him out. Bring out the carcass of Clayton Kershaw, please. I would love to pick at that.
He actually looked pretty good his last start.
I don't care what he looked like. Bring him out.
He'll throw a three-hitter. Yeah. Complete game. He had 5 innings, 7 strikeouts.
Kershaw's back.
Yeah.
The only way Kershaw can be back is if he has that same where he just postseason Kershaw
face. No, it's not Kershaw is back. Kershaw hurt his back. He's on the IL for a few weeks. That's probably what it's going
to
be.
Damn it.
Right?
Wanted to face him.
No, he's not. I was kidding there. He's still there. That
Give
was
it a week.
Joke. That was
oh,
a joke.
So, okay, so he's legitimately healthy.
He's legitimately healthy right now, but they're taking precautions right
for now.
I just typed in Clayton Kershaw. I guess he called the Cardinals, quote, Bush League for showing postseason highlight during the game. Did the Cardinals really do that?
No, they kept playing it over and over and over again. That was the thing.
That is kind of, like, what are we doing? This is a regular season game.
But the Cardinals are a great franchise with a great fan base. They know baseball. They're smarter than you. It just means more to the Cardinal fans.
We ready for injury report, Carter? We got that? Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah, we good?
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Yeah, that's good. It's kind of weak sauce. It was pregame they were showing it to. It wasn't even during the game. The pregame they were showing Clayton Kershaw struggling in the playoffs. Like, Cardinals, you guys haven't won a World Series in how long? Like 14 years?
It's the Red Sox, the Giants, and the Cardinals in terms of, well, I guess the Dodgers.
Dodgers as of late. They have
multiple
two.
Championships since the Yankees going back to
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys have kind of stunk as of late, so probably just keep your head down. Like, relax. Like, the Cardinals are out of sight, out of mind. For the first time in my life, kind of, they're out of sight, out of mind. That's saying something. By the way, what's going on with Justin Verlander, Joe? The Giants variety is expected to throw a simulated game tomorrow in Colorado. If it goes well, that could set Verlander return as soon as next week, though nothing official has been announced. He has been out since May 18th with a right pectoral injury. So we got Kyle Harrison going tonight. Man, if he gets another good start tonight, could you see Kyle Harrison just, you know, you're saying, you know, Verlander, Justin, chill for a little bit. Kyle's got this, which would be kind of another intriguing storyline to monitor going forward as we head towards the trade deadline, which is the end of July. Could Kyle Harrison play him into a, you know, position where, do you keep him? Do you trade him? What's his trade value going to be at if he continues to ball out, which he has done in Colorado in the past? The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, is Denver Gazette columnist, contributor for Around the Horn, former contributor, and Denver Sports Hall of Famer, Woody Page, on 95.7 The Game.
BMO knows your business.
Excuse me?
BMO knows your business is unique and has unique banking needs.
Oh, my business. Yes, it does.
So our expert bankers partner with you to give you the tailored guidance you deserve.
Okay.
Like finding the right payment options and access to the right business accounts that work for you.
Wow, BMO does know my business. Do they know what I did last weekend?
They do not.
Whew, thank goodness.
Learn more at BMO.com/businessbanking.
BMO.
Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, any member FDIC.
And now an ode to play, brought to you by Scratchers and the California Lottery Philharmonic.
Save a time out from your busy day for
scratchy, scratch, scratch, scratchy, 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 scratch, scratch, kill the play and happy your game. Scratchers from the California Lottery, a little play can make a game.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
A few years ago, CTV was a buzzword. Now it's your most important channel, while your current DSP is still playing catch-up. Viant's been leading CTV from the start, delivering real results across the world's most premium streaming content, viewed by real consumers, backed by real reporting. With AI-driven optimization, people-based targeting, and inventory from the biggest names in entertainment, Viant doesn't just reach audiences, it moves them. Viant, where premium streaming meets performance. Visit ViantInc.com/CTV to unlock real results today.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Did you know that most people wait 6 or 7 years before they buy a new TV? That's a lot of time in front of one TV. So why not get one of the best sets for the next 7 years, like one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony models? Too expensive? What if you could get up to $1,000 trade-in for your old set? Who would do a stupid deal like this? Right now, at Video Only, you can get big bucks for your old set as a trade-in and a hot price on the new models. Don't be sorry. Check out Video Only.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first, before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.